right, boys.
Lock down your number one.
Sing it, brother.
Good? All right.
No, sing it. Keep going.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I can't give him too much.
Okay. It is April 30th, 8:27 p.m. We're starting on time, sort of. We said 8 o'clock.
I was in McDonald's drive-thru for 30 minutes.
Hey, it's okay.
It's okay. You know, it's frustrating, but it's the way the world goes.
Usually, though, if we say 8:30, it's usually 9 o'clock. So maybe if we say 8, we're starting on time.
Life's hard. Get a helmet. That's what I've heard.
Rumor has it.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Interesting draft.
Mm-hmm.
I think the most interesting pick that I have is the number 8 pick for Atlanta. Jackson had a hot take yesterday and said that it was actually a decent pick.
Yep.
I'm not complaining about it.
Could you explain? I want to know.
Break this down, please.
Develop. Yeah. He will be developed. And I have a bad feeling that Kirk's going to get hurt.
He's already hurt.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he's back. You know, maybe he did the Aaron Rodgers thing. I don't know.
It's Achilles, too, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Who's y'all's winner and loser?
Team-wise. I'll be honest. Winner for me is the Bears.
Yep.
The Bears.
The Bears won big.
And the losers are...
Definitely Cowboys. Vikings.
Not the Cowboys.
I was going to say Cowboys.
How? We got depth at every position we needed.
I think the Cowboys are just kind of filling in their spots, like he said, depth. Yeah. I think the Vikings are the biggest losers.
Is it because of JJ?
They traded for someone that has not proved himself to be a quarterback to win games.
That's a valid point.
Because his coach was Harbaugh. Not hating on Harbaugh, because...
He's your coach now.
He's my coach, and I'm kind of scared because his philosophies are ground the ball, running. Yeah, so that's what scares me as a Chargers fan. You have a quarterback like Herbert that can be a top 5 quarterback in the league. That can be. Wasn't last year, but his first 2 years in the league was definitely a killer.
What was that quote he said about, was it good football, was it good offensive line or something like that?
Yeah, and he did say that. And
it was something along.
His philosophies is run the ball really hard, and JJ handed the ball off a lot.
Mm-hmm. We saw that.
So I think what the Vikings are hoping for is maybe get a steal, but to pay first-round money for a guy that isn't great with his arm. Well, could be. We just haven't seen it, you know. We'll find out.
I will say another interesting pick for me, sorry to interrupt, was the Ricky Pearsall.
Mm-hmm.
31st overall for the Niners.
That was a shocker, I do agree.
I think him over Ladd McConkey is mind-blowing, in my opinion. But, I mean, obviously, I think with all the talk of Debo possibly leaving, are they seeing Ricky as this, like...
Another guy like Debo?
I didn't watch much Florida football. I saw he had some dirty catches. But
he was a number one.
Yeah, 100%.
He was a number one.
100%. I thought this was a good pick, too, with... you know, the Bills getting rid of Stephon Diggs. Granted, Keon's a rookie. We'll see how he pans out. But I thought that was a good fill-in for Stephon.
Mm-hmm.
Dude's a baller. I don't know what y'all's take on that, but...
I think they got a big target is what they did. Mm-hmm. They got someone for Josh Allen to throw. I get bullseye, essentially, so he doesn't have to worry about a smaller guy. Yeah. I am mad at the Bills, though.
Why?
They gave Patrick Mahomes a speedster.
Oh, it's freaking him. That was so BS, dude.
That was dumb. I don't know what exactly they got. Because they obviously did that, and they got something in return that they thought was valuable. But, you know, who knows? Time will only tell if that was a bad trade. We'll find out in 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
Because Keon might be a dog, and they got him for second-round money versus first-round money. And what was the guy? Adonai Mitchell? No, it wasn't Adonai Mitchell.
Xavier Worthy.
Could be a guy that they
speak. He'd be like a John Ross type guy. Yeah, he's quick, but he
paid
might be
first
bust.
Round money for it. It wasn't worth the first round because he was not made out to be who he is.
Who do you like the Ladd McConkey pickup for y'all?
I do. I'm not biased because he's kind of from this area. We live in Chattanooga, Tennessee. He's from North Georgia, Murray County area. So that's only 25-30 minutes when he's younger.
Stones throw away.
Yeah, stones throw away. I think. He's honestly kind of fits the mesh of what Harbaugh wants in a wide receiver.
Mm-hmm. I think he's your hot take here. Maybe not a hot take for me, though. I think he's your wide receiver 1 off the bat.
I mean, who else?
Josh Palmer.
But he's Josh Palmer gets injured a lot.
Yeah.
He might not get injured this year, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Okay, he's a Tennessee guy. I know I hate on Tennessee, but Josh Palmer.
I was just saying that with complete bias, too, because of the jacket.
I'll say Josh Palmer is a good wide receiver. He's a solid. He's never been number one guy. He's always
putting it out there. Johnson is having a breakout year.
Quinn Johnson?
Yep. You think so?
Yep.
He's been training with some elite wide receivers.
But he's got the exact build he needs to be good.
Yeah.
I like him.
If Herbert can stay healthy, that's going to be the 1-2 connection.
Johnson is the reason we lost to the Packers last year. So
didn't what about the other 15 games?
Oh, that was just class Charger football right there. Sucks. We're good 1-3, but when the fourth quarter rolls around, we're a ghost team. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the Cowboys in the playoffs.
At least you made it there.
Dak and Justin have the same amount of wins.
Which is Dak's been in the league a lot longer time. That's the thing. Dak's been in the league a lot longer than
that. But he's been there more.
Didn't Bowers go to the Raiders?
Which is a horrible pick.
That's when did they get a tight end? Like,
they got a rookie last year, right? Wasn't he a rookie? Or what was
they got Michael Mayer.
Michael Mayer.
Yeah, last year.
I just think it was a bad pick because who's going to third of those guys? Don't tell me Gardner Minshew's
going to
come off the bench.
All right, don't hate on him.
I like Gardner.
I'm not – okay,
Gardner. He gave Pittman a 1,200-yard season last year.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, I think
the Minshew hate is not appreciated.
I think AR-15 could have done that, too, if he didn't get hurt.
When Gardner Minshew came into the game for the Eagles and diced up the Cowboys, that was when I had respect for Gardner Minshew.
Hey, I just don't see – I think – the Chargers will be bad this year. I think the Vikings. The Raiders will be bad this year. I think the Broncos will also be bad this year.
Their quarterback. Now, this is what's. How do I explain this? Because I've got a lot of mixed feelings from the Broncos fans. I know. I've heard from unnamed sources that someone thinks that Bo Nix is going to be the next Elway.
Okay.
I've also heard that unknown sources is. Bo Nix and Zach Wilson's probably the worst quarterback room they've ever seen. I've also seen unnamed sources that they just like Bo Nix. A lot of mixed emotions there and mixed feelings. I think the Elway one is kind of absurd.
What does Shaw think, your friend? What does he say?
He doesn't like it. My cousin loves it.
So
my cousin's the one that said Elway.
So your cousin, I see Bo Nix as a former Broncos first-round pick. His name is Paxton Lynch. All Broncos fans know who Paxton Lynch is. That's what Bo Nix is. He just played for Oregon. Paxton Lynch played for Memphis. Obviously, two different types of competition when it comes to the conferences. Mm-hmm. But
arguably, I think Memphis is tougher competition.
Possibly.
Joking.
Possibly.
But
Paxton Lynch and Bo Nix kind of have this. Paxton Lynch was no Heisman finalist by any means, but. Bo Nix ran from the tough competition in the SEC and went to Oregon.
And he got beat by the same quarterback three times.
Yeah.
Who
was the questionable at number 8 pick?
Yeah. He did get his adopted brother, didn't he? Troy Franklin's his adopted brother.
Did he get drafted?
He got drafted by the Broncos.
Did he really? I didn't. What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
I thought that was him. I didn't know if that was him or not.
I think it is. Oh, is it?
He's number 11.
Fact check that. Because I think you're right.
It's all good.
It's all good.
You know who I did like that I'm seeing now? I didn't know this, but Audric Estime from Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. So our friend Jordan, we all know, go Navy, beat Army. Mm-hmm. Said that Audric Estime is built like a wrecking ball.
Like a little bowling ball?
Yeah, obviously he's playing NFL, so he's not going to be like the most jacked on the field.
Yeah.
But he said that was the most talented guy he's ever seen in person play running back.
Really?
Yeah, most talented.
I like that.
He said that. When he takes off, he's off.
His acceleration.
Yeah, he's just a big dude that's amazing at football.
Another pick. I mean, obviously, we can just go with however we want to do this. But Marvin Harrison to the Cardinals. I mean, you have to do that. But yeah. same deal with.
I like that. I don't think there's anything else they could have gone with.
Well, I mean, but like,
if you let him drop out the top 5, it's a steal.
But yeah. Oh, dude, I didn't realize Cardinals got Trey Benson, too. See, this is after the first and second.
Yeah,
I kind of stopped watching. So, that's actually a good pickup for the Cardinals.
They got a lot of people.
Yeah. I like that. I like that 1-2 combo right
there. Trey Benson's a good. I watched Trey Benson play against LSU down in Florida.
Yeah, he's a dog.
And the Florida State fans love him.
Oh, 100%.
They love him. He's actually. They give him at least 20 touches that game.
Yeah.
Beginning of the year.
He's like their James Cook.
Yeah. Or former Dalvin Cook.
Yeah, that's a good comparison, you know, too.
They fed Dalvin like a maniac. I think the steal of the draft.
Jalen Wright, that's what I was thinking.
Not even
close. I've seen Jalen Wright as well. That's going to be the quickest running back
room. This steal of the draft was in the first round, which isn't really a steal. Xavier Leggett.
Oh, 100%.
Xavier Leggett to the Panthers.
And is it just because of his accent or the way
he plays? No, he was good at South Carolina.
Yeah, he was dumb.
He was good at South Carolina, and I figured he would drop at least second round, but they took him in the first.
I need to figure out these guys.
Taj Washington's a dog. Now, I don't know much about Malik Washington for the Dolphins, but that verse and Fisk conversation was cool, too, the phone call.
Yeah, they were crying.
I'm trying to think of who was it? Oh, was it? Go to the Ravens draft real quick. No, not Ravens. Saints, Spencer Rattler.
Spencer Rattler.
What do you think about that one?
That wasn't horrible.
I think
they got him at the fifth round, so it's not like they're paying him crazy money. No.
This is what I find interesting is their whole conversation about, you know, his draft stock dropped because of the TV show. Which you also, like, honestly, you're in high school, you're immature differently.
Yeah.
And then this just happened today, but the Shedeur Sanders comment. I don't know if you saw that about what was Buddy's name? Somebody transferred out saying that he just wanted a shot and everything, and Shedeur pretty much said like, "Oh, he was probably mid at best. I don't even know his name."
Mm.
And that's your starting quarterback for the Buffs. So, does that hurt his draft stock next year?
No,
you don't think so?
His last name. It's Deion Sanders' son. It doesn't matter.
It's like LeBron James' son. As long as he has that James in the last name.
I ain't gonna hold you. LeBron James is not that good.
He's not, but he's
Bryce is so much better.
His draft stock's gonna be high just because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he's declared, but he'll probably go back to college. I think
Bronny?
I think
right. We're on the street is he's going to Duquesne. I don't know how true that is. I don't know how true that is, but that's where on the street.
I can't wait to watch Jaden Daniels just throw interceptions to Trayvon Diggs all season long. I'm so glad he went to the NFC East.
I have a question.
Let's hear it.
So, as a Cowboys fan.
Yep.
All right. And none of us are Texas fans, so we can never get in this argument. But I know Stroud and Micah Parsons have become really close.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done
podcasts. They played each other in basketball in high school.
Yeah. What'd you think about the argument of Parsons saying that the NFC East is the strongest, where Stroud said the AFC North is the strongest?
I think they're both wrong.
I think the AFC North probably is the strongest. But all four of those teams almost made the playoffs.
So AFC North?
Mm-hmm. That's the Bengals, Steelers.
Yeah.
Browns and Ravens.
Maybe now, but in past times, it's been the NFC East.
They were just talking about this last year.
I don't think anybody in the NFC East has gone 0-18 or 0-17 like the.
Yeah, I agree.
Like the Browns.
Like the Browns.
But nowadays, sure, the Browns are good. Texans are good.
Steelers. Bengals had a
Steelers down are year. The luckiest team I've ever seen in my life. How do you still go positive with that team? Maybe coaching.
NBA, NFL young boy, maybe. Even though he didn't. There was many.
But no, I think because the Texans come to Dallas, that's going to be a game to watch because you've got Diggs guarding Diggs.
Mm-hmm. Brother versus brother.
I don't think they'll put Trayvon on. Trayvon get cooked.
They'll put Trayvon on Stephon?
I don't think that the defense they run would line up without he's got to guard Stephon.
So who do you guard? Would he guard Dell or Collins?
I would say Trayvon's more of a shorter threat, so he'd probably just guard Nico. Nico just runs those slants and outs.
So he'd guard the slot.
Because they'll have Tank Dell back after he just got shot in the leg, but he'll be good.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
He'll be fine.
He'll run the deep route, so I guess Deron Bland will get burnt every time like he usually does.
Did he get shot at the beach?
They were like a house party or something, he got shot in the leg. He was trying to break it up. There's a video.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Yeah, he just got caught in the crossfire. But yeah, that'll be an interesting game to watch. Texans they're going to be really good this year.
God, what was that dude's name?
Or that could just be that team that's praised really high and then
Texans.
I saw a TikTok about him getting shot, and then it pulls up 50 Cent. He goes, I got shot 9 times. And I was like, okay.
The Texans had everything.
Can we talk about the New England Patriots?
I think it's a this is going to be on. I think it's an A+ draft. I think it may be A-.
Trey Drake May, Bazooka Joe on the mound, ready to go.
Hey, we're on the series. They're fighting for the starting position.
I like it.
That being said, I think I'll be honest. Actually, I want you to
ask me the question. Mm-hmm. I thought you asked me a question. I was just saying.
No. I thought you were gonna say something.
I was gonna like it too.
I think this is a great draft.
Yeah. I like Drake May.
I like Jaheim Bell a lot. I think that's a good fit for a tight end.
He's more of like a. He's not like a blocking tight end. He's more of like an athletic tight end.
Javon Baker's out to end people's lives.
He's dog.
He said, I make people in wheelchairs stand up.
He's dog.
He's dog. That's next level. I've never heard that.
Dude, I'm not going to lie.
I make people in wheelchairs
stand up. Dude, there was a video of like he was on Instagram Live and he was like, where's my liquor at? Where's the liquor at? He's just, I love him, dude. But the Polk, when we drafted Polk, I was kind of, at first I was iffy about it. I went and watched some highlights because, you know, it is what it, dog.
You got outshined by a Doomsday a little bit. He didn't get the credit.
A little bit, dog. We're filling in those gaps. Cade Wallace, dog. We need that line, dog. Honestly, don't know much about Marcellus Dial, but.
So all 8 of them are just dogs?
I think they're all dogs.
I like it.
I think it's a great draft. I think it's one of the better drafts we've had in
a long time. So who's quarterback room right now?
Quarterback room is
May, Milton.
I don't know who the starting quarterback will be. If it's going to be Jacoby Brissett, mm-hmm. It's going to be Jacoby, Milton, May, and then Zappe.
Oh, Bailey Zappe might start.
Zappe's not going start. To Zappe's play not, for the...
Zappe's gone.
The whatever, the Argonauts.
Oh, yeah. Zappe's gone. What's interesting, there's like 9 receivers in our room too, which I think we got to cut like 2 or 3 of them, which I think Juju's gone. I think Tyquan Thornton is gone, even though he's just been hurt, dude.
So they're going to cut Juju?
I think he's going to be traded.
Okay.
But I think he's gone. I think Tyquan Thornton gets gone. I mean, honestly, you got Polk, you got Baker, you got Pop Douglas, you got Kendrick Bourne. A lot of not
You still got Devontae Parker?
No, he's gone. He's done.
He's gone.
Yeah. But not a lot of big names, but a lot of athletic names. And I love it. I love it. I think this is the more...
A lot of younger guys.
A lot of younger guys.
Yeah.
With a team that's... I think our defense is already good enough, mm-hmm. and I'm glad that we're actually loading up our offense now, because mm-hmm. obviously that's what...
You still have Ramondre?
You took one defensive player.
Yeah, we got Ramondre.
Because your RB1 left.
Yeah.
He got picked up.
I think Gibson. Was it Antonio Gibson?
No, I was talking about Zeke.
Oh. Oh. He still only got us like 500 yards the whole year.
What do you mean, bro? He's going crazy.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. I like this draft a lot, and it made me feel good, you know, actually having a decent...
The pain of being a Falcons fan.
I mean, you're still probably going to be the bottom of the AFC East.
Bro, I know.
I just don't...
Yeah, I'd say that.
I mean,
Considering
what you're stacked up against, you already got a team in the Dolphins that are already... For now.
They're contenders.
They're drafting... The Patriots are doing it for later.
I definitely think the projected... I mean, they've already got 2025 draft projections... I think us being at the number 2 pick is absurd.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we're going to be the number 2 pick. I think we're middle of the pack this year.
So you think playoff push?
Awesome. Maybe wild card.
Maybe wild card.
I say...
The Chargers will have a top
I pick. Say we're fighting for 500.
Okay, that's fair.
Like I said, it's...
The Dolphins are for now. They're playing for contending. The Bills are kind of in that rebuild / they could contend era. Who's the other team in yours?
The Jets.
They could play. They could be taking a shot at the playoffs. This is definitely a shot for the playoffs this year.
With Rodgers being back too.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, y'all be the bottom.
We'll be bottom, but like I said, I think this is
anything higher than the bottom, you beat expectations.
Oh, ceiling is wild card. Yeah. I think ceiling is wild card.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think this is a good first step in the rebuild of the dynasty.
The dynasty.
Dynasty 2.0.
Gerard, what are we going to call it? Mayo Dynasty?
The
Gerard Mayo Dynasty.
What was it? What did someone call him? Oh, I don't remember. It'll come to me at the most random. But yeah, I like it. I like it.
Well, that's good.
Not to mention, we did a... I mean, I think... Also, I think we're starting a Tennessee pipeline, too.
They signed a lot of undrafted free agents.
Dude, the Eagles got Will Shipley, too?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Can we not talk about how they're getting away with murder?
This is insane.
Can we talk about how many people don't actually watch college football? It blows my mind. Because I'm sitting here, you know, I'm probably the most on Twitter out of all four of us here. And people are talking about, like, Will Shipley, like, oh, I didn't know who Will Shipley was. This guy's, you know.
He's a dog.
What are you talking? If you actually watch college ball, you know this guy's a stud.
Yeah, he's a stud. He's a white stud.
Okay, I wouldn't say. I mean, yeah.
These two. Yeah, think about it. He's a white dude. He's like a. He's not Christian McCaffrey, but.
I don't know.
Not many white running backs.
He could be at that level. He could get the pass catching up. He runs like him.
Is it because he's white?
CMC's bred different.
Yeah.
The Eagles are producing some natural talent here.
Yeah.
We've got Cooper DeJean and Will Shipley.
But
those two cornerbacks get to learn from big play Slay.
Yeah.
Do we think that Cooper DeJean stays as a corner or they move him to safety?
I think they put him at freaking running back at this point. The guy can fly.
They might. What was that one guy they got from MTSU? He's not there anymore.
Oh, they had two guys. I know who you're talking about. Was it Blankenship?
Reed Blankenship.
Yeah.
It was a cornerback and they moved him to safety.
Yeah.
So they'll probably do the same thing.
Well, he got moved to college, though.
All the hype around DeJean, he's staying there and he's locking people up until Sedarius Lambercutt gets a hold of him.
He's locking Sedarius
up. No, he's not. Big Play Slay can't even lock CD up.
Big Play Slay? That's a bold take.
He can lock anybody.
I don't hate the Eagles. I think they're a great team. There's teams I hate more.
I think they're paying. They remind me of the Dodgers in the MLB where they're paying a lot of money and they're not performing. I guess you could say with the Dallas Cowboys.
That last 5 weeks of the Eagles season was just devastating.
I think they lost six straight.
It was bad. They were set to first round bye because they were going to win the East.
Oh, you should have been in my household when that losing streak happened.
I bet it was great.
It was brutal.
I love to see it because the Cowboys were losing as well, but they won like two out of the six, so they just jumped to number one.
I just find it weird, Chase, that like everybody in your family is an Eagles fan, you're a Patriots fan.
Yeah.
Everybody in your family is a Phillies fan, you're a Cubs fan. Like, it's crazy.
Well, my family's from Philadelphia, but that doesn't mean I gotta be. Actually, funny enough, the reason why I'm a Cubs fan is because I'm a Phillies fan.
Yeah, I know.
Did I tell you about this last
week? Yeah, you did. I just think it's funny because, like, you're just the opposite. Like, everybody else is.
Everybody in my household's a Tennessee fan, though.
Oh,
I could probably say that.
Yeah.
Now.
Why are they not Temple fans?
Because my mom's dream school is USC, South Carolina. So, if anything, we would have been USC fans over Temple.
Does your dad not care about sports, or is your dad into it? Both
my parents love sports.
Yeah. Your mom just seems more into it. I think your dad's more like...
My dad's more into college than he is professional.
Yeah, your mom's really into it, because she's like, loves Bryson Stott.
Well, yeah, she loves Bryson.
Yeah.
She loves Oliver. Well, Oliver is more reasonable, just because Oliver was Riker's roommate, teammate, and lived with my sister and Riker. So that's more...
Mm-hmm.
But Bryson played... This is actually a cool, interesting, like, small world thing. So, exposure...
Family ties.
Exposure started this Exposure West team, and Riker and Bryson played on Exposure for, like, two weekends. Mm. And they were only playing out West, but that's how that connection happened with Bryson and Riker.
Mm.
So, but also... actually, I'm not going to even say it because I don't want to stir up some stuff about club baseball.
God.
But
the
waste
of money it is?
With that, yeah. But
y'all can speak on that.
We're not going to get into that. It's other stuff, but...
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte baseball is one of the biggest scams in the world.
100%. But it's also like... I don't know. I wouldn't say necessary.
If you're good, you'll get noticed. You don't need to pay to go to showcases.
Well, this was... Yeah, that's the thing, is do you even play travel ball, or do you spend the money to go to the showcases? Because I went to one showcase, and that's how I got my exposure.
I think there's two different types of travel ball. Like, the one we did at the end, all for fun, play tournaments around you, you just have fun with your last season of baseball. Well, Will had a future going to play in college, but everybody else on the team was having fun.
Yeah.
We're not, you know, driving 6 hours to somewhere in North Carolina to play for 2 days. And then
trust me, I remember getting done with football, getting in the car.
Oh, my God.
After a Friday night football game and driving through the night so I can go to play baseball in South Carolina.
I have a question.
Dude, it was,
so you're telling me baseball, like AUFBU, baseball, how much y'all paying?
I couldn't even tell.
I don't know. I've never been on the field.
Honestly, to get mainstream, like, looks.
I wouldn't see.
I think if you're good, you're going to get noticed.
Yeah.
With the it also depends on how good you are. Like, if you want to be on the team, you can pay to be on the team. It's different
nowadays than it was when also, we I know it was a long like, time ago, but social media is.
Did you pay?
Yeah.
I doubt Cole paid.
Because EYBL and all that stuff, you get invited to those teams.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay.
Well, you get invited to play on the travel ball team. You still got to pay.
See, yeah,
like, but I think if you're a dog, you don't have to pay.
Well, yeah, if you're going to get drafted at
like
high school.
Kumar Rocker, you think he paid for a travel ball?
I don't.
Well, he probably just got, hey, you come pitch here. We got your jersey that has number 12 on the back or whatever.
Like when I transferred and started playing for Team Louisville Slugger and for exposure, I didn't pay. I just had to get my uniforms. That's good.
Okay. I will say, I think with the Cyclones, what I liked about the Cyclones was we were actually going and playing. Like, we went to Auburn, we went to Alabama, we went to Tennessee. Like, I didn't get to play at some of the tournaments because of football in the fall, but, like, we actually didn't just, you know, we did get the exposure that we needed.
You don't drive to Lake Point every single week.
We stopped going to Lake Point. I would drive, you go to North Carolina, because they would host, like, these games. And North Carolina, you got NC State, Duke, yeah. North Carolina, Wake Forest. Yeah. And you would play at all four.
And East Carolina would probably come down and watch.
Yeah. And so, but the thing is, each one is 30, 45 minutes apart.
Yeah.
And so, like, I would go on a Thursday night, we'd play NC State.
Mm-hmm.
And then next day, we'd go play two games at Wake Forest.
Okay.
And then we'd go play a game at, like, their version of a travel ball field.
Yeah.
And then you would do the championship at North Carolina or Duke.
Oh, okay. Would y'all say it was worth it, or did it was?
Yeah, I'd say it was worth it.
I never did anything. Big
I think it was more of the memories, probably for y'all. You probably remember. That's the way I approach.
I played at LSU.
You could probably remember playing at places, but you don't know what happened in those games. But you remember the memory.
I remember playing at Tennessee on the field they play on now, and it was a blast.
I wish. I didn't. Did you play on the turf, or did you play on a? I didn't get to play on the turf.
I got.
There's a picture of me standing on the tee in the outfield.
I played on the turf, and then when I was 16, I played on it when it was dirt.
That's dope.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you approach it the right way, it's nice. But if you're paying all this money to go to all these showcases, when you know those guys have a couple guys in their mind, not all these 16, 17-year-olds that are batting 240 in high school.
And yeah, which Chipper
Their dad's paying for everything. And
which Chipper Jones, his son's a stud. Which he's Chipper Jones' son. He don't play travel ball. He plays school ball, and then he plays football.
Well, that's we could talk.
So you're telling me, okay? Of course,
it's a long tangent.
Do you think there's kids on the team that the coaches are making them pay, knowing that they're not going to get recruited?
Yeah, 100%.
Mm-hmm. That's why there's so many different.
Oh, that's so messed up.
That's why
their exposure. What, prime, black, gray, or was it silver?
That's messed up.
That's what.
Like, the kids that play on Exposure Silver are the guys you see at Grace Academy.
Yeah,
their parents paid
to be
on the team.
And you got team.
Like the Canes.
Like Prime Louisville Slugger.
Mm-hmm.
That's the showcase team.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to, like, Wilson Black, and that's...
trash.
It's just
the Evo Shield Canes. There's so many different levels of it. And, you know, you see the good Cane because they're all 6'4". And they're cornbread fellas. And you go look at the bottom tier, and they all look like
the same thing with...
Where there's, like, dirt bags.
The dirt bags.
I guess it's just life,
East
though.
Cobb.
It's like you got the Braves. You know, you got your minor league teams.
You got your high A.
Is that what it's kind of, I guess, preparing
them. Yeah.
But the thing is, also, when you play on those different teams, like, when I was on Team Louisville Slugger, we never played the other teams. We do the exposure day. Which where we play all the exposure teams, but you go over there, and we'd play like the dirt bags, and they'd have their own balls. Like when you show up and you get your own label on your baseballs.
What's your cold?
Dude,
you wouldn't even say cold. That's just where the money's at. For being honest, I mean this with no disrespect when saying this, but I think travel ball, softball, heck, even AAU, it's dude. That is a money maker.
Mm-hmm. See, like, I did AAU, but it wasn't, like, expensive. We did it. It's kind of like, I guess, for fun.
Yeah. And then when you look at it for fast pitch softball, which my sister plays, it's different than baseball. Like, there's not as many teams.
Well, around here, I don't. Are the Frost Falcons even a team anymore?
Yeah, my sister plays for
Frost. The Frost is still a team.
But yeah. there's the Frost Falcons, and then there's a Rick Ball team.
Yeah, yeah.
That don't leave Chattanooga.
Yeah, there's like Chattanooga Forest is like a Fury. Big softball team.
It's not even Fury's still huge.
Is Fury still?
I do all the jerseys for Fury Platinum.
Fury Platinum's a legit team.
Yeah,
but then Fury has 30 teams out there.
Yeah,
there's teams that don't lead the state or the state of Tennessee, and then there's Fury Platinum that's going to play in Oklahoma next week.
There's different levels too.
Yeah. Sorry, we got on that tangent.
Oh, you're good.
I just wanted to know. I know this has nothing to do with the draft.
No. That's actually a good. That's a good little tangent. And I got a lot I could say about it, but
be hateful.
Also,
I wouldn't say hateful. It's just kind of like the looking back on it thing.
Now. You wish you would have done something different.
Which also, I have a lot of with. I hate to say it, but like with exposure, I have a lot of bad blood towards that.
Oh, I do too. I didn't even play.
I'm so glad I didn't become any part of that.
But like on my team, there was five or six of us from Chattanooga area, and the rest of the team was not from Chattanooga. We didn't even practice because no one was from here.
Yeah. So y'all just show up.
You show up at the tournament.
But that y'all are also good. It don't matter.
See that. That's what's funny, because, and then I'm here with the Cyclones, and we practice, like, twice a week over the summer.
Yeah.
It was different.
You don't want to make a kid drive from Atlanta to go practice East Hamilton for 4 hours, and then drive 3 hours back to Atlanta.
Yeah.
Like, I had three guys on my team from Farragut, and then we'd have, like, you'd show up, and there would be, like, a random kid we've never met before that's like, oh, he's pitching for y'all's team today, and he's, like, from Nebraska.
Yeah.
So what if he was bad? How would y'all react with him?
He's usually not bad though.
They're usually pretty filthy.
Yeah.
No, yeah, come in here and shove 92, 93, and you go home.
No, like legit, he would show up, like you'd be pitching, and it'd be like I wasn't a pitcher, I played the field.
You'd be catching the heat.
No, like, I would show up, and be like, "Hey, this is so and so. He's pitching today because University of Tennessee's in the stands," and they would just like kick whoever's off the mound, pitch him. And put him in.
So as a kid,
sometimes they don't even stick to the end of the game. They'll pitch their five and leave.
Like they don't
turn their jersey and put whatever they had back on and leave.
Yeah, they'll put like a t-shirt.
So what if y'all win the tournament? They're just not part of it.
You don't care about
that.
They
don't.
So
it wouldn't about.
So if you're a kid on the team and you're like, oh, I'm probably gonna, you get told earlier in the week like you're gonna be starting, you're gonna be on the bump today, and then you wake up and you're there, and there's this random kid from Nebraska. He's like. Yeah,
that's like this. Get better. You're not as good as this kid, so this kid's gonna come take your spot.
But it's also I've been there.
But I appreciate your money because you paid all this. But this kid coming in didn't pay anything.
Yeah,
he gets to pitch. He gets to go to college.
They had to pay something to get that. No, those coaches.
No, here's a jersey. Here's a hat. No, you got a glove.
He paid for the plane flight. That was it.
So the coaches want to. So okay.
They want to get the kid's exposure.
Okay,
but this kid that's not giving any valuable money to him is not. Gets the reach the benefits of the kid
he's
that is.
He's already got the money from the other players. But the thing is, about that player's money.
He don't care.
But he doesn't know this cap.
Doesn't matter.
No, you post on the page. He gets to take his phone out, take a picture. There's a perfect game All American, stepping on the mound for your team.
Yeah. Oh, let me get into this. No. Let me get into this.
This is how you're ripping families off.
Yeah. So this is the tangent that I wasn't gonna get on, but I'm gonna get on. There's an unsaid team. Out of an unsaid city.
Chattanooga.
Possibly.
Exposure.
When I say team. An unsaid family member played for unsaid team.
Exposure. Chattanooga.
Possibly. He played two tournaments, and then all the credit was given to Exposure, even though he played for Exposure for two weekends, and another team developed him and played with him the whole time. They put on the website, so-and-so committed to so-and-so on the website.
And Exposure jersey. With the team that committed.
Yep.
Like,
when
I committed to play for a junior college,
he's going to go full haymaker.
Hold on, you're telling me this is legal?
You messed up, man.
I quit playing for Exposure. I went and played high school ball, committed to Chattanooga State, and they still posted it.
He played for us the summer after he committed.
That's wild. That's highway robbery.
I'm still confused on what the follow thing means, but you know what? I'm not thinking too
much. Maybe you, like tournaments and stuff, you could like get notifications if Chase Maybe. Roberts goes off 3 for 4.
Did I miss
three,
my chance?
With three wee wees.
Did I miss my chance? Boys, I'm
in. Look, we still got some. You, oh, wait, you have a college degree.
I do have a degree. Go y'all guys, really, go play NIAA, boy.
I like it.
Go play NIAA, Brian. But, all right, real quick. I know y'all don't care about this, but I do. This is where my bloodline resides. There's a big race coming up this weekend in Louisville, Kentucky, known as Kentucky Derby.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want to say this is for betting odds. This is just a guy that doesn't really know ball about racing, but he dabbles in racing. So let's talk about the Derby real quick.
Yeah.
The 150th running of the Kentucky Derby. Pretty big news.
They've been doing this for 150 years,
yeah.
So it's like a big race because 150?
I think it's a huge race.
Name some horses for me.
Yeah. You want which
Secretariat.
One?
Secretariat.
I did a whole research thing. I'll give you some names that I like. Okay, obviously you got the favorite, which is Fierceness. His odds are 5-2. 5-2.
Okay. I remember betting on the horse in GTA who had the highest odds.
Yeah, the highest odds.
Yeah, I like rolling the dice like that.
Okay, I understand.
Secretariat's plus 2,000.
Just load that shark card up real quick.
Exactly.
But, so yeah, his odds are 5-2. And, the jockey, this is, so I like to look at jockeys personally.
That's the guy riding the horse,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I was just going to be a jockey, but then
you're too dang tall.
I'm too big.
You're too dang tall.
Me and Chase
should go into it. I had big dreams to be a jockey.
We'd still be too tall.
Really?
Yeah, they're like 4 foot nothing.
Oh God!
So
like a tall one's like 5'4".
Yeah.
Mm.
But Johnny Velasquez
don't carry around that much weight.
Johnny Velasquez has won 3 derbies. So he's a
same horse, different horses.
Different horses.
Maybe. How long do the horses last?
So usually for the Derby they're 3-year-olds. Honestly, like this is a rough thing, but usually 3-year-olds is. If you do well in these races, 3-year-olds, that's when your stock for breeding is going to be the highest. So, usually I think 3 years old is pretty much the cutoff. But
my cousins used to breed quarter horses, mm-hmm. and they also raised cattle. And like if they had a horse that was in its prime and it broke its leg, they just run it through the
okay.
the processor.
And that's crazy.
They just made you go to sleep is what you're
that's
saying.
That's crazy.
Night-night.
That is not a thing nowadays. But anyways.
That's back in like 1945.
Yeah. But, so, Fierceness is the favorite. The second horse I like is Sierra Leone. He's a good contender as well.
Mm-hmm.
However, this is what I found. He doesn't race well on muddy tracks. There's a chance of rain on Saturday for muddy track. Was that English?
Yeah.
There's a chance of rain on Saturday, so there's money track. Let me run that back.
I picked it up.
Okay. Question. But so is the Kentucky? I've never watched this, so I'm ignorant to this.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like an all day event? Y'all wake up. These rich people are wearing nice outfits just for one lap.
No, there's more races than just one.
But the
big race is
What's the big dance?
It's the 6 o'clock post.
And it's one lap.
It's one race. It's the greatest 2 minutes in sports history.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Is what they say.
Hey,
the fastest 2 minutes.
How much did it cost
minutes.
To get in?
Probably $400 million.
No, I wouldn't say that. I'm not gonna. We're going for my mom's 60th birthday, so I don't know how much Doc paid.
She don't wear one of those.
Yeah, you're wearing hats.
Are you? You wear like a suit?
I'm wearing a suit, but
I bet there were some freaking overalls on.
But so yeah. it's 2 minutes, and people like. Enjoy this?
Yeah, dude. Well, okay. On a normal, like when I went to Transylvania and Keeneland, like the chapter, they call it the chapters or the seasons. There's more than one race. Like it's a whole day thing. Like Saturdays, it's a whole day thing. You've got more than one race. So I mean, it's not just like you're going for one race. No, you're going for more than one race.
Yep.
But it's the Kentucky Derby is just. It's the tip of the top, and then you got the Preakness and the Belmont, which is
who,
like the
Was it
the, who's the horse that's not favored to win? I'm throwing it on them.
So there's two. There's two. And so is actually,
this the Masters for horses?
Pretty much. Okay. Honestly, that's a good comparison. Yeah. I've been doing a lot of research on one of them, too. So you got Society Man. I didn't do much research on him.
They need me to leave me a voicemail.
And then you got Grandmo the First. Actually, there's three. Grandmo the First. And you got West Saratoga. All 50-1 odds. Those are the long shots.
I like those odds.
Now, the odds, they will change leading up. And then horses will withdraw, you know, for specific reasons.
I'll throw a 5 on them.
This West Saratoga horse, though, I like. For
Toga horse?
No, West Saratoga. Oh, for a long shot, I like him. Now, he won the Iroquois Stakes last year, which that was at Churchill Downs, too. So he's ran, it wasn't the full lap, but he ran this track. And this is an interesting fact that I found. He's a gray horse, okay? The last gray horse to win was in 2005, and there's only been 8 gray horses to win.
Hey, when did Secretariat win it?
That was, like, a long time ago, brother. Yeah, you might fact check me on that. It was a while ago.
Shit, that was Manny. You remember Manny? Sorry,
yeah. We'll but no, you're after. Good. Hold on. But yeah, his lots of second and third place finishes as well. But yeah, that's pretty much. And then like a couple other horses to look at for the jockeys wise is this Track Phantom, because his jockey won. Just a Touch, his jockey won. And then there's actually two Japanese horses. One of them is actually a dog, Forever Young. He's five for five in races. I think he's won all five. And then he won the UAE Derby, which is a, you know, pretty big race in the Middle East. So
you they fly these horses out places.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what's that movie that dude wrote? It's Zebra.
That's Racing Stripes.
Don't think that's gonna be in the
Justify. Justify was the last one to win the Triple Crown. That was 2018. American Pharoah was before that in 2015.
What about Secretariat?
Secretariat did win the Triple Crown in 1973.
Wait, that's a real horse?
Yeah. That's why.
I thought it was just a movie.
No, that's why Kentucky wears the blue and white checkerboard all the time too, is because that's what his.
Oh my god, that's mind blowing! I thought that was just a movie. Yeah.
No, that's a real story, brother.
Oh wow!
So
Secretariat's probably long gone. Did that dude
actually ride that zebra?
No, that's fake. That
one's fake. You can't just pop a zebra into a competition. I thought a zebra would win though.
No,
zebras are lighter.
They're so much smaller, dude.
It's basically like riding a donkey.
But
do you think if they're smaller, they'd be faster?
But yeah.
But you also got to think they're carrying a human.
Dude, put Charlie on the damn horse, on the zebra.
Let's see, here's another interesting fact. I know you don't care about. Just Steal, his jockey, is the youngest jockey in the Derby, and it's the first Derby.
How old is he?
25. Keith Osmussen. Mm-hmm. He's from Texas. So that's an interesting one to watch. And then,
I wonder what the training's like to train a horse to do that.
I wish y'all would get into horse racing like I try to get y'all into hockey. Cause
I'm going to get into it next year.
It's actually interesting.
I can't hop on. No, it's the bandwagon.
Okay, two things.
No, it's not the bandwagon. Everybody hops on it one time a year.
I'm not a bandwagon guy.
Two things.
I'm not a fairweather fan. I'm going to be from the get of the season.
Do they always do a full lap, or is it like track? Do they get like the quarter and then like the half?
Yeah, I mean, they have different lengths.
There we go.
They have different lengths, but, like, the derby, like, is a full lap. So.
And then also, have y'all watched Ostrich Racing?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, it's going to end it.
Ostrich, that's a thing?
Yeah, that's a thing, yeah.
You're telling me a grown man's hopping on an ostrich.
Yeah, just, we got looked at.
Yeah.
They're
just getting
they'd be taking.
Yeah. No, dude, that's a thing.
Well, they'd be attacking each other?
They'd be knocking each other off the horse.
No.
Dude,
that happens in horse racing, too. There's like.
Bump into each other?
Yeah, there's strategy.
It's like NASCAR.
Like they draft it. Hey, look up ostrich racing.
But it's actually, when you actually like watch it, like. It's pretty interesting. I'd consider, like, I mean, if you don't watch NASCAR much, you're going to find NASCAR boring. But, yeah.
Uncoordinated racing. They're jacking. What?
I wonder.
Oh shoot! Oh, he's trying to get away.
Kardashian?
Oh my god.
Put that on there.
Please. That was the funniest shit I've ever watched in my entire life.
That sucker's moving.
Kim Kardashian.
Alright.
Well, I guess that's all
I've had got. Enough.
I guess that's all we can
do. You have to cut all of that out.
You gotta put that. You have to put that in there.
I gotta figure. I think I can use like 15 seconds.
Dude, you just gotta do the start.
Yeah.
The dude, first 10 seconds god. Is all you need. That was the funniest thing I've ever witnessed in my life.
He's like, and they're off! And they're off! Right. Where did you find this, Will?
It was on Fancy Factory. Is it really?
Just listen to what he says at the beginning.
No, we're not watching this again.
Just listen.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to pause it, and we're going to blast it here in a second after we get done.
All right. But yeah, let's end it, boys.
All right, I'm Jackson Stone.
Matthew Linden.
Will Campbell.
Chase Roberts. Thanks for listening.